Well, the last time I was in Crusher Country, Matt Douglas and I got involved in a video game conversation. We were talking about Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl and NBA Jam, and we had all kinds of fun talking about it. What started that conversation was the idea that Tecmo Super Bowl and NBA Jam were coming together to join forces for a magical weekend, Saturday, August 4th, Sunday, August 5th, to create what is called Tecmo Jam. Tom Jenkins joins us right now with Tecmo Cleveland at the forefront of Tecmo Jam. Tom was with us last year talking about the incredible Tecmo Bowl tournament that they've had going on for years. Tom, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Well, tell us how these two came together, because last year we had so much fun. I think the interview went on for like 20, 25 minutes until we figured we had to finally pause for a break because we had such a blast talking about Tecmo Bowl. But you guys have somehow found a way to make something really awesome even better by adding NBA Jam into the mix. Tell us how these two came together.
I love your word magical, by the way. It's fantastic. Yeah, no, last year it was awesome. Last year was really the first time we took it out in the public. It's our ninth year this year of doing this, you know, what we're now calling Tecmo Jam Cleveland. So last year we had an awesome turnout. We had 64 guys show up for the main day in just a Tecmo Super Bowl tournament. So as we talked about it last year, it's like, what are we missing? We're missing something here. What's the other game we need to bring into this fold? Talked to a lot of guys. They're just tight in the Tecmo community, if you will. And then just what people know out there, NBA Jam. It just seemed like a natural fit. So that's why we evolved this year to Tecmo Jam Cleveland and adding a second day. Just second day fully dedicated to NBA Jam.
Now, what platform is NBA Jam going to be played on? Genesis, or is it the Super Nintendo, or which platform are we talking about?
That's the hot question. That's a great question. So, Genesis. We play on the Genesis. We've got, you know, feedback either way, you know, whether you're doing it on a Genesis, Super NES, and even people saying, well, why don't you have 8 or 10 arcade cabinets? Well, if you know of anyone that's got 8 or 10 NBA Jam cabinets in their basement or lying around in a warehouse somewhere, we'll talk to them. But, yeah, we're doing it on the Sega Genesis.
So I see, and it's been so long since I played NBA Jam, but we talk about the greatness of NBA Jam all the time. The, oh my, he's on fire. He's heating up.
Exactly.
Can't buy a bucket.
Oh my God, I know it's all we're going to hear on Sunday. It's going to be walking by all these TVs, just epic catch races, and it's going to be amazing.
I see, there were some hot teams back then, but see, with NBA Jam on the Sega Genesis, as opposed to the NBA Jam that was on the arcade games, you had every single team available. Now, there were three guys on some teams to choose from, right?
Yep. So we play NBA Jam, also to clarify, the tournament edition. So that gives you know, even a little bit of a bigger roster to play with, and the characters, you know, your players actually have attributes to them as well. So you've actually got substitutions you can do at the quarter and at the half.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty complex stuff.
Now, there were some cheat codes along the way where you could unlock some legends. I'm guessing those are going to be banned from competition.
Yeah, no Bill Clinton stepping into the game or any of the developers that put their codes in there. None of that. No, we put all the rules out on our website too, and we go through it the day of. But we honestly, with NBA Jam, we keep things pretty simple. NBA Jam's known to be a game that's, you know, has a pretty big elastic or rubber band effect, meaning that the computer will take over and do a lot of the, you know, you can make full court 3-point shots or half court shots at the end of a quarter or a half. So we put some things in place to limit that, and just basically putting tournament mode on. That's why we play the tournament edition. But other than that, it's still NBA Jam just like you knew it and grew up with it.
Are there any rules in the tournament? I mean, as far as picking teams, does it have to be randomized? Can you use the same team over and over?
Yeah, so we do things. We know people of all different skill sets this year, too, so we change things up. We get that question a lot, too. So what we do is we actually provide matchups to folks. So we'll say, hey, for round one, we're going to use tier one teams. You know, so you think of Houston, you think of Charlotte, you think of Miami, you know, so some of those tier one teams. So that way you get matchups that are even. Mm-hmm. That way you don't get a tier one team and a bottom tier team like the Lakers or someone at the time in the 90s. So we want to make sure that the matchups getting called are even. Cool. And players have, you know, like for like chance of winning.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because when you think about the 90s, you immediately think of the Bulls, but I don't believe Michael Jordan was in that game, was he? Because the whole Players Association, he wasn't really a part of that puzzle, so he was excluded from a lot of those games.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Jordan is missing. Another one that was in the original NBA Jam, depends on what kind of cartridge you have, But Barkley's out of it too, because Barkley actually had, at the time, Barkley shut up and jam. So he is not in tournament edition either. But yeah, Michael Jordan is missing.
See, it's so weird how this has evolved over the last 20-some years, because back then, those guys made a big chunk of change off of those individual video game deals, whereas now they just seem to be all one with these two big video games now, the NBA Lives and the 2Ks of the world. Not a whole lot of the other games really exist because, well, quite frankly, they wouldn't survive by themselves. Yeah. But, I mean, back then, you mentioned Barkley's game. You know, Jordan had a game at some point. David Robinson even had his own video game at some point. So some of that got left out with NBA Jam. But what's remarkable about this game is that it never really seemed to lose anything, even though it didn't have some of the game's biggest stars at the time.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. Because like a game, you know, like 2K or something came out today, let's say without LeBron.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't happen, right? Or Kyrie or whoever you want to name, right? It just wouldn't happen, just wouldn't come out. So even for NBA Jam at the time, I think it was a generational thing, though, too. You have to rewind that many years to say, like, there weren't a lot of games. This was really the first NBA-licensed game that they put their name on by the Players Association to even get that. So I think that's even, you know, in Jordan's defense a little bit, saying, you know, just testing the waters, right? Didn't really know if this would be a thing or not. It was a shot in the dark.
Sure, yeah, I was just thinking that. I mean, this was the first one where you could actually play as the licensed team, at least in my mind. I know there were a couple out there, Jordan versus Bird.
Right.
You could play as the Celtics, play as the Bulls. But for the most part, this is the first one you actually dive into rosters and have players.
Exactly, 100%.
We're talking with Tom Jenkins with Tecmo Cleveland and Tecmo Jam. Two outstanding video games, the absolute best of the best from the 90s. He's joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon, Saturday, August 4th, Sunday, August 5th. Are you guys still soliciting entries to both of these tournaments?
Yeah, so people can sign up. We're at TecmoJamCleveland.com. So we're still taking entries. We'll take them even up until the day. So if you're not sure, you're on the fence, you want to check out the website, see what's going on, you know, you can even show up the day of the tournament. So,
how big are you hoping this gets here? I'd have to imagine, you know, there's quite a few players out there.
Oh, man, it's been crazy this year. I mean, we definitely want to at least get back to what we did last year with Tecmo Super Bowl alone. But I think in the NBA Jam, we're seeing an awesome groundswell with that just in itself. Because really, the Tecmo Super Bowl team, even as I talk about this, it sounds so ridiculous, right? But the Tecmo Super Bowl, like, scene is pretty well-defined, right? You know, there's players out there that are elite. They've been on ESPN. They've done these things. People know their names. The NBA Jam landscape in terms of retro gaming and like esports is still being shaped. So that's why, honestly, with Tecmo Jam this year, like, we want to shape some of that. So we want to bring these players out. We want to show like NBA Jam can be like a center stage piece of doing this type of retro tournament.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys mentioned that the tournament's going to take place over 2 days here. Is that going to be both games being played over the 2 days? Is it... How's it going to work over 2 days?
So we're doing just Tecmo Super Bowl on Saturday. Because we know there's some people that will say, hey, I want to just do Tecmo, or I just want to do NBA Jam. So that's why I want to give them the right time to do so. So Tecmo Super Bowl is going to be all day Saturday. So face down, hut, 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 all day. It's all you're going to hear at our Legion Hall all day. You know, so see Bo Jackson, Okoye, whoever come out, QB Browns. It's going to be all day on Saturday, August 4th. And then really, again, it was the same thing with NBA Jam. It's like, if you're going to run two big tournaments like this, you can't do them at the same time. You know, you're trying to organize people, games, matchups going on back-to-back. And with the turnout we're already seeing with NBA Jam, it's proving that it's going to be worth it. So
I think last year when we talked, you mentioned you were using the regular NES system with Tecmo Bowl. How'd that work for you? Are you still planning on doing it that way?
Yes. So, you know, there are pros and cons of doing that. So
we have blowing.
There are a lot of blowing and cartridges, right? So we did pick up some newer units, you know, you can find on Amazon or whatever these, you know, I don't know. They're just newer consoles that you can put your cartridges in that you don't have to blow in as much, and all the pins are tight. So we did pick up some of those this year to really scale up, because there are some, you know, technical difficulties that you sometimes have with NES carts, but everything is played regardless of the system. It's played on the original cartridge.
Really?
It's played with the original controller. So, yeah, you walk into my basement or talk to my wife and explain to her why I've got 16 Nintendo consoles. And, you know, we use all the classic tube TVs. So you talk about what my garage looks like right now, there are a lot of tube TVs in there.
Where are you guys going? Is it the nostalgia aspect for you?
Well, honestly, too, a lot of the players will notice, right? So, you know, you play on, you know, any new monitors you have, PC monitors or HD TVs, as crazy as it sounds, there's some kind of input lag, right? Huh. So they've, you know, you can actually measure the time from when you press the button to hit some of these new monitors, even if you set it on a game mode, there's some input lag. And players will call that out or notice, or you just kind of hear it casually, like, oh, this TV's lagging. You know, what's going on? So that's why we use the tube TVs. And honestly, too, it just looks cool. Yeah. It feels right. I mean, if you're going to do a real retro video game tournament on two classic games, I think you got to just do it right, you know?
You mentioned the Tecmo scene's out there. I mean, is that basically the concept of how most of those Tecmo tournaments are?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, I talked to the guys that run the largest Tecmo Super Bowl tournament in Madison, and you see stuff on their social media and website from the stuff they do. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're talking probably close to 40, 50 tube TVs. I think this year we'll have probably around 20 to 30. You know, so I'm taking just carloads of TVs in, you know, to where we'll be at in Avon Lake. And they're the same thing. They actually rent a truck in Madison, Wisconsin to bring all the tube TVs in.
Where do you find them? Do people
mostly on people's lawns.
Garage, I was going to say,
yeah, people give them away.
Sales, yeah, garage sales.
One person,
yeah.
That's my life. Every other week I'll come home. Oh, what's in the back of your trunk? Oh, a couple tubes. You know, plug them in.
And those are hard to transport too, man. People, the kids of today, man, they see these flat screen TVs and they don't know the struggle. But back in the day of being in college, when you got a tube TV, you had to get three or four dudes to come over and help you move that thing. I mean, those things are gigantic.
Totally true. I have some of these tubes. Oh my gosh, they must be 30, 40 inches plus, and they are monsters to move these things. We do a bunch of satellite tournaments all around Cleveland. Actually, it was down in Columbus last week too. Did two satellite tournaments down in Columbus. So literally I'm packing up tube TVs in the back of my car, stacks of Genesis, stacks of NESs, and just driving it down there. And those things, I like to think that's how I stay in shape, just moving around all those TVs all the time, you know?
I have to think so. How long does it take you to get the facility ready?
Well, we're going to set up this year the night before. So literally it's going to be a ton of guys just showing up the Friday before. We're also bringing in, during the week, we actually set up two. We set up a think of it like a mini arcade, right? So John Salter's Full Blast Arcade, they're in North Ridgeville. They loan out arcade cabinets to us. They set those up there, too. That way, between games and what's going on, people can just play arcade games on free play. Another thing we're doing is, besides just, you know, having Tecmo Super Bowl and NBA Jam, we're going to have also, too, like, just other machines, Nintendo's, Genesis, Super Nintendo, set on free play, and different games that people like, you know, like Dr. Mario or just Mario or Mario Kart or just other games people are hanging around. Maybe your girlfriend's there, your wife's there, your kids are there, your friends are there. You just want something to do during some downtime, too.
It's like taking a trip back to your childhood.
It's exactly right? That's what we want it to feel like. We want it to be like, okay, this is dedicated for Tecmo Super Bowl and NBA Jam, but really, I think where I'm seeing this thing evolving, what people are asking me for is like, hey, you know, next year, can you do this or could you add this in? So we're already starting to talk about next year a little bit.
Tecmo Jam Cleveland takes place Saturday, August 4th, Sunday, August 5th at the American Legion, 31972 Walker Road in Avon Lake. It's a little bit less than 3 weeks away. Again, Tom Jenkins with Tecmo Jam Cleveland. It's no longer Tecmo Cleveland, right? Tecmo Jam Cleveland.
We have evolved Tecmo Jam Cleveland. You know, we figure it's the right thing to do, right? You know, Tecmo Cleveland, we're 2.0 now. We're Tecmo Jam Cleveland.
Now, you guys have a $20 buy-in, or it's as low as 20 bucks, right, for one, but you can actually get into both events for a little bit of a discount.
Yeah, so entry starts at $20. That gets you in the door, or you can combine it. We've got shirts that we have made up with the tournament, official shirts we have with our sponsors and everything on there, so you can do that. But again, you can get in for one tournament, 20 bucks in the door. And also, too, we've got so many sponsors this year. We had a handful last year. If you go to our website at tecmojamcleveland.com, we've got awesome sponsors this year that are just donating a ton of prize packages, which is fantastic. And so beyond what we have for the first place of each tournament, they can win up to $500 cash. But on top of that, too, we're changing things this year where we have like gold, silver, and bronze brackets where we'll be doing other prizes. You know, it could be loot from certain sponsors. It could be we just picked up a couple starting lineup. Remember those starting lineup figures?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We picked up some starting lineup figures. So if you're itching for a Muggsy Bogues starting lineup, you've been waiting to add that to your shelf at home. We've got that on deck for you. But we've got some cool prizes.
Are there different categories to win those prizes? What are some of the categories?
Yeah, so based on how people finish, either gold, silver, or bronze, they'll get different prizes associated with that. So we've got some really cool stuff. I mean, first prize of the gold bracket's going to win up to that $500 bounty. So if you come out on top for either the Tecmo or the NBA Jam, you can win up to $500.
And just think of how much fun that's going to be. So we've got to throw this at you.
Yeah.
All right. So the other day you were talking about ice hockey.
Yeah. Oh,
that's one of the games you guys are going to have.
People,
right?
And people have asked. Yeah. People are asking. So the great debate now for even next year is like ice hockey or Blades of Steel. So yeah. I mean, this is legitimately the conversations that are going on right now around all this stuff. But yeah, we're gonna have ice hockey. We're gonna have like little tournaments and side things set up too. You know, so think that you could have like who gets the farthest in Battletoads. Again, to your point, it's like. So it's kind of a taste of nostalgia in all the games you grew up on. So even if you're just not about Tecmo or NBA Jam, well, they come out and just get a game of ice hockey in, you know?
Yeah. We were just talking about that the other day. They got around the whole league thing by just simply saying, okay, we'll do countries for
right?
ice hockey. Yeah.
It's incredible. Ice hockey's an amazing game.
Yeah. So got good. To pick the fat guys, yeah. the skinny guys, and the medium-sized
yeah.
guys.
It's always a point of consternation when you're like, hey, you're going to pick the fat guy, the medium guy, or skinny guy, you know? But it's
give up speed for the hitting
exactly.
ability. Yeah.
Exactly. It's cool.
I'm looking at some of your gear, and I'm just going to take a wild guess here. You guys have partnered with Homage, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell. Yeah, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, so the T-shirts that the guy that designs the T-shirts is actually Robert, 8-Bit Apparel. He's down in Columbus. So he does our T-shirts, but Homage has been sponsoring this year. We actually, believe it or not, we actually ran an NBA Jam tournament out of their retail shop at Crocker Park.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
How wild is that, right?
That's awesome.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool. I mean, that's the type of thing. I mean, I think these things have to grow organically and just interest in people
sure.
seeing these things. And it's just really wild. It's fun.
How'd that one go? What'd you learn from that one?
What I learned, I think we need more arcade cabinets if we're going to do it on cabinets. Because we ran it on an arcade cabinet there and the queue got a little deep. But
wow.
No, it was cool. You know,
it's gonna be a good sign, though. I mean, you're getting that many people. Yeah.
It's just cool to see people take interest in that, and then even you know, just retail stores. I mean, you know, Homage, they have a agreement with the Players Association, so they have those. They even have an NBA Jam line of shirts. Hmm. So I mean, just to me, it's like it's a natural fit, right? So
makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
About how many people did you guys have at last year's event?
We had 64 registered. So our goal last year was 64 on the dot. We had 64 registered, so we essentially sold out. The day of, we had 63 show up. So we had one guy didn't show up. So I'd say that was a huge success last year.
Absolutely. Now, see, this is how you know something is becoming wildly popular. You mentioned the competitors that you had last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were probably so busy you didn't have a chance to count them out, but... About how many people did you pack into the American Legion last year?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I would honestly say throughout the day, close to probably 150 to 200 people. You know, you got people coming in and out, coming, going, checking things out. Channel 19 came in down there and did a news segment live on site in Cleveland. I mean, that was cool, you know, to see that many people just popping in and out and doing these things.
What's the tournament draw? Do you guys have rankings or do you just draw names out of a hat?
Yeah, so we know. So there, last year we had competitors from 7 different states traveling here to Cleveland. I was actually just talking to a friend of mine coming from Detroit. So what we know is based on seeding, you know, there are a lot of these satellite tournaments or even coming out of Madison, mm-hmm. there are some top-ranked players, right? So you don't want to be someone going into the tournament, your first round, playing against the number 1 or 2 or 3 seed in the world and getting blown out 54 to nothing. So we know that stuff.
Yeah.
So what we do generally is give those guys a bye because we just assume, you know, they're going to come up on top. We'll give them a bye, advance them, or just automatically seed them into the gold bracket. So again, we want it to be fun. We don't want people to get skunked. Not saying you won't get skunked, but you know, we want people to have fun and just be, you know, playing the people that are in a similar skill set.
What's the tournament say? Is it one and out, double elimination? Or?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we do group play. So initially there'll be a round of group play brackets. So based on how you perform in group play, double elimination, you know, that will then basically move you to what bracket, either gold, silver, or bronze you're going to be seeded in. Yeah.
Cool.
You guys also have, and again, this is another sign this thing's getting huge. You guys also have an option for general admission for $5 just to come in and watch.
Yeah, some people just want to come and watch. You'd be amazed. I get Facebook messages daily. Hey, I just want to come and watch. You know, or hey, my buddy's coming, just want to come and watch. So we had a lot of that. We want people to come. But honestly, too, like if you're coming to watch, just play. You know, that's sure. the thing, too. I mean, just give it a shot. I mean, worst case, you come out and have a fun time, get in a tournament, you might win something, you learn something, and that's what's really cool about we've been doing satellite tournaments from here to Columbus. It's just awesome to see guys showing up and wanting to learn about, you know, whether it's Tecmo or NBA Jam, just tips and tricks. I mean, you talk to these guys, it's just really cool, and that's just tribal knowledge you're sharing. It's fun.
And if you pay that $5 to get in, you might not actually be in the tournament, but you could play those old arcade games, the RBI baseballs, the ice hockeys, and things like that too, right? That $5 covers that?
Yep, that's what you're getting. So, I mean, you were getting access to the arcade we're going to have on site, retro consoles. There's going to be just tons of stuff going around all day there.
See, August 4th, that's a Saturday. Sunday's the 5th. That's the weekend of the bachelor party, man. See, if I had thought ahead, I would have just brought the bachelor party out here.
I should have talked to you about that.
We should have put our heads together on this a little while ago, but God, that's awesome.
That's the thing.
That's a fun-filled weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a riot this year. It's so much fun, and I'm just so excited for the NBA Jam thing. Genuinely, I just think it's going to be fun just to see these guys like you started with. Just the boom shakalakas, the he's on fire, the... Oh, my gosh. All day it's going to be going on. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, hopefully if you're playing, you don't hear, can't buy a bucket.
don't want to hear that.
Yeah, unless the person you're playing against is hearing that for them. That's the only way you might be able to accept that. At what point do you guys cap the number of participants?
I think once we really outgrow the space. I mean, I don't see that happening this year. I would love it if we did. You know, if we get 64 again for Tecmo, which we're definitely on pace to do that. And then if we did the NBA Jam, you know, up to that pace, I mean, I think we're easily going to hit 30 to 40 with NBA Jam alone, the way we're growing. And that would make us the largest NBA Jam tournament, I mean, which would just be solid. So,
very good stuff. Again, Tecmo Jam Cleveland, August 4th and 5th at the American Legion, 31972 Walker Road at Avon Lake, a little bit less than 3 weeks away. Tom, this is a blast, man. Thanks, as always, for coming in studio. If you want more information, make sure you visit tecmocleveland.com. That's tecmocleveland.com. For those of you out there in your early to mid-40s, or in our case, in our early to mid-30s. This is a nice little trip down memory lane. If you don't fall into either one of those age categories, maybe you're a little bit younger, come on out, and you can actually see what a tube TV looks like, because Tom said he's going to have tons of them out
there. And you see some of these guys, it's funny, though, too, you even say that, because some of these guys now have kids.
Yeah.
Like us, you know, it's like you got kids that are growing up, and they've been practicing them. They've been practicing Tecmo Super Bowl, and some of them are pretty legit. You gotta be careful. It's getting crazy now.
Hey, esports are a real thing, man. They give away legitimate scholarships.
Oh my
gosh! Esports now. Yeah. I mean, and these are esports long before esports became popular.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
Very cool stuff. Tom, man, this is a blast every year when you come in. Thanks so much for giving us some time. And what if the bachelor party wasn't going down that weekend? I'd be out there for sure, man. But I'm gonna head out there next year for sure, man. Thanks
for
again
sure.
for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Check it out, TecmoCleveland.com for all the details, TecmoCleveland.com. If you're confident in your NBA Jam skills or your Tecmo Bowl skills, and you're going to want to make it out to the American Legion in Avon Lake Saturday, August 4th, and on Sunday, August the 5th.